The meeting was last night. It was held in Santa Rosa in Bennett Valley, talking about clearing out Homeless Hill, the largest homeless encampment in Santa Rosa. The director of Shelter and Housing for Catholic Charities was there, and Jenny Lynn Holmes is on the KSRO live line with us. Good morning, Jenny Lynn.
Good morning. How are you both?
So far, so good, Jenny. This has sounded like a pretty volatile meeting last night. Neighbors of the encampment are upset. Many of the homeless are upset. How would you gauge the effectiveness of the meeting last night?
I actually think it was a great educational opportunity, and actually went pretty smooth given the difficulty of the topic. We really spent a lot of time talking about what the plan of action was, how we're going to do this in a way that ultimately serves the needs of the people who are experiencing homelessness. And what was great was at the end, I feel like no matter which, group you were a part of, whether you're a neighbor, a business owner, a person experiencing homelessness, I think everyone that was able to agree that less homelessness is good.
Yeah.
And that's always a good place to get to.
Jenny Lynn, I was reading something, ironically, by a Catholic priest, mind you, and he was basically said that homelessness has been around forever. Like, it's been around forever. It's never going to be completely eradicated. So then it's all about how we deal in the process with the people and the homeless. It's all about how we treat people.
Absolutely. I mean, there's always going to be a certain group of people that will, fall into homelessness as a absolute last, breakthrough this, every social safety net we have. And I will say that we could do a lot better. We can have a lot less homelessness. And when people do fall into homelessness, we can make it rare, brief, and not happen again in the future for them.
Well, one of the questions we've been asking this morning so far, Jenny Lynn, is a curiosity about what the percentage is of the homeless population that actually wants help and those who don't.
Yeah, it's actually, that's a great question. Overwhelmingly, the majority of people want assistance. The numbers show about 85 to 90% said they would be willing to consider housing if asked, if given for free. There is a small percentage of the population that, sometimes it's difficult to make that choice for a variety of reasons. But we don't give up on them either and continue to build that trust and engage with them, because some of them have been outside for so long that, they've literally, their psychology is readjusted to thinking that that is normal and being housed is not. And so it's really breaking through and showing them that there is different opportunities for them.
Is it possible to get everybody that's there a place to live or a place to stay?
So we are opening enough beds that every single person on there could come in and get utilize one of the beds at our expanded shelter. So there is a bed for every single person. Not everyone is a good fit or feels that comfortable going into shelter, which is why we're offering other opportunities such as direct housing placement, looking at hotel vouchers and a myriad of opportunities for them to get into an intervention, including, potentially contacting family or loved ones and maybe getting them reunified with a plane ticket or a bus ticket if that's their own choice.
And two of the huge issues involved in this whole challenge with homelessness are mental illness, people who are on the streets because of that largely, and substance mm-hmm. abuse, two issues that, need to be treated with more than a bed. What can we do about that?
Absolutely. So the data really shows, and that's part of the shift we're making is, people who are experiencing homelessness have fallen into addiction, or sometimes addiction caused the homelessness, and vice versa with behavioral health. Our goal is to house people. And the data shows that once someone has the stability of a roof over their head, all those other things are so much easier to tackle. It's so much easier to get clean and sober when you know where you're going to lay your head every night or where your next meal is coming from. But if your basic human needs aren't being met out on the streets, you're never going to be able to take that step into recovery or into a behavioral health treatment. And so that's our focus, is to get them into the home and then provide all those wraparound supports that help those things become reality.
Yeah, that's the housing first approach for sure.
Yes.
And we will see how it works on Homeless Hill and perhaps carrying over to other homeless areas of Sonoma County as well. Jenny Lynn, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you both so much.
We will be talking to you again about this very important issue. That is Jenny Lynn Holmes. She is the Director of Shelter and Housing for Catholic Charities on KSRO.